Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. Based on today's Daf, Maseches Erev and Ein Beis, the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch learn a very interesting halacha. If you look in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simin Nun Hey Sif Yutes, the Shulchan Aruch describes a situation where you're trying to create a minyan. And to have a minyan of 10 people, they all have to be in the same room. So the Mechaber writes that Shliach Tzibur Bateva, if the Shliach Tzibur is in the Teva, on the beam, if you look at some current shuls, some of the old shuls, you find that there's a big beam in the center, and the chazan stands on that bima to daven. And many shuls, maybe Baal Musaf will daven there, sometimes even the Baal Shachas will daven there, but the Shliach Tzibur standing, Bateva, Batisha, Bebeis, Knesses, Mitzdarfin, and the 9 people who are around the Teva in the main part of the shul, they're Mitzdarf to 10 people. Afa P, even though Shu Gavoa Asara Ruchava Arba, even though the beam itself is wider than 4x4 Tvachim and it's higher than 10 Tvachim above, it would seem to be a Roshisha Yachid, it would seem to be an independent room. Nonetheless, the Mechaber says one is Mitztarif. So Zilberstein was asked the question, is this something a person should rely on? So Mechaber goes one more step. He says, V'yesh Mishakasov, Dhani Mile Kishain HaMechitos Magius Letikras Hagag. This is all true. This is all only allowed, according to some, when the walls do not reach the ceiling. But if the walls around the bima connected and reach all the way up to the ceiling, even though there might be windows there, there are poles that go from top to bottom, that, according to this opinion, would not be allowed because that would indicate an entirely separate unit. And this is based on the Gemara here. The Smak learns, the Smak in the Rabbeinu Peretz comments on the Smak, learns in the Gemara in today's Daf, that when it talks about this shtraklin, this a building with different rooms, there's different partitions, there's a chilek between whether or not the mechitos are magios latikra or not. If they don't reach the ceiling, then they're considered all one room, one big building. But if the mechitos are magios latikra, if the walls go all the way up to the ceiling, then we view each room as an independent property, and each party would have to give a separate piece of bread to make the Erev. So Lagabe Hilchos Minyan, the din would be that if the walls go all the way up, the chazan would be considered separate from the minyan and would not make the minyan. So Reb Zilberstein was asked the question, should a person rely on this, you should not rely on this? And Reb Zilberstein quoted from Rav Yashiv, his father-in-law, and said, depends what the nature of the walls were, why the walls were built. He says, if the walls were built simply for decoration, for aesthetics, so then that's not really considered mechita, that's not considered a separation. But if the walls were built as a structure, if they were built maybe to hold up some seats, some chairs around, so people could sit down and hold the Sefer Torah, if there's, during Haftorah and things of that sort, so it's built as a mechita, then he thought the mechita would in fact be a problem. So he brings a riot from this din that if there's a curtain that's covering for tznius purposes and there's a person behind the curtain, so then that person can be mitzdarif. But if the curtain's up there because there might be Sifrei Torah there, or might be tefillin, or in terms of halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, if your person's having tashmish and they need to cover up a Sefer Torah or svarim in the room, they put up a curtain. That curtain is not only for tznius, but that's actually a halachic purpose because it's separating the Sefer Torah, allowing for tashmish amita. So if somehow the mechitza is playing a halachic significance, maybe a mechitza for Ezes Nashim, so there shouldn't be a separation between the men's section and the women's section, that would be a problem. But again, if the mechitza is only serving as decorative purposes, then Rav Yashiv felt it would not be a problem, even if it's magia la tikra.